this radio must have come from down in southern Michigan there. I bought it in Midland, but it had to have come from southern Michigan because that's all the repeaters that are loaded in it.
You still copy me okay?
Yeah, no problem. Loud and clear.
Okay, I dropped from 80 and I went down to 30.
Oh yeah, I think your audio actually came up a little bit when you dropped wattage.
Yeah, they got a thing on this. I forgot all about it. It's in a menu. And it's for, it's got a mic gain on it. But it's inside the radio. You go into the menus. And it goes from, I think, 0, or it goes from 1 to 9. And one guy, well, Greg, where I got all my stuff from, he looked inside, and there's just a little, you know, things you can turn. And instead of, like, 7, you can take it up all the way to 9, you know, for receive. And everybody's, oh, yeah, you're really here. You know, but I'm thinking, why, you know? Why would you want to do that when you could just take your mic gain, just turn your mic gain up, mic gain? Oh, volume, turn your volume up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, this one's got the same thing. You got to go into the menu to turn the mic gain up and all that good stuff. You know, everything's menu-based.
Yeah, like the one Jeremy had, 2200H, I had one of them. And the guy I sold it to, I told him, because he kept whining about it, not having his 2 meter and how much he missed it. I says, I'll sell you my ICOM 2200H, but if you ever decide to get rid of it, I want to buy it back. Okay, I want to buy it back. You will sell it back to me, nobody else. Okay. It wasn't even a week he sold it. And I thought, you son of a bibliography, you know, I'm done, I'm through. He tried to talk to me, and I just told him, flip off. And he's got the nerve, well, you don't understand, Storm, my situation. I said, no, you don't understand. I don't care what your situation is. I told you if you sell it back to me only. And you said, okay. And then you pull this crap. I don't care what come up.
Yeah, that's pretty crappy, that's for sure. KF8, BQD.
And 8RH.
That's pretty crappy to do that.
Well, I mean, I've always been like Jeremy some years ago. I had I think it was an 85-foot line of, you know, feed line, coax, ends on it. I was using it, but I changed it, and nothing was wrong with it, which I don't know why I changed it now, looking back. But he was, you know, needing coax, and I said, well, hey, I got some over here I'm not using. You can have it. And, you know, and I gave that to him. And he's used that, I think, for a long time. I don't know. He still might be using it on maybe his one antenna. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I mean, geez, I gave him them Joe guns and gave him back. I sold him back his 2 meter. I bought his 2 meter a long time ago, and I sold it back to him for the same price he gave it, sold it to me for. I never even hooked it up. It was just sat here on the bench. And gave him that lawnmower, gave him the trailer to pull behind it. Yeah, I'm not using it. You need it. You know, I mean, I'm not going to give away nothing that's, you know, hundreds and hundreds of dollars, but something like that lawnmower or stuff, that's got a snowblower on it, and I got the mower deck for it. I got to pick up for him. That's up at my dad's. When I go up there next weekend, I'm going to pick that up. And yeah, if I'm not using it and somebody can use it, I don't care.
There you go. Yeah, that's how I look at it. I mean, a lot of people, like, they got stuff and they're not using it, and they know somebody could really use it, you know, well, he can buy it if he don't want to pay me. He can buy his own, you know, which is fine. I'm sure there's a place for you in heaven, being as nice as you are. N8RHK.
Yeah, I mean, that amp I gave you, I wasn't using that. It was just sitting here on the bench. I mean, sitting here on the shelf. Been sitting there for, a couple of years, probably more than that. Way back when I was doing 11 meters, that's what I had it for, my truck. And with the new truck, I can't run it anyway because it shuts my analog brakes off and shuts my cruise off, and it does all kinds of stuff there. So I couldn't use it anyway, and I had that RM Italy 703, I think it is, or 703. So I put that in my truck and just turned it down so it only does 300 watts. And the 667, I wasn't using it. You needed one, so I don't care.
Well, I cannot thank you enough. Every day, I mean, I got some towels here, and it covers up my power supply, my Kenwood 590SG, and it covers up the amp. Just nice. Covers the front real good, the back, the sides. And I'm thinking, life is good. Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, if you're not using it no more for whatever reason, why, you know, well, like I said on the amp, you know, you could have very well sold that. You know, but a lot of people, well, like what you did, I don't think you find a lot of people like that. You know, they got it, well, I had to buy it, they can buy it, you know, and, but then again, if the situation's changed and you're needing something, and how you're kind of strapped for stuff, you know, and somebody says, hey, here, take this, and, well, there's one guy, KC8 TB, I can't think of the call, but anyways, he was complaining about brake. He was complaining about he wanted to get back on 2 meter and this and that, and he doesn't have no coax and da 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 da. Well, I was going to play at a nursing home in Duran. I had my guitar and everything in the car, and Brent and I drove over there, but I got his daughter's house by mistake, and I said, here, give this to your dad and tell him that I'll get with him about how much I want. Okay. I heard from him one time, and it was all a bunch of excuses. And then after that, I mean, he'd never answer his calls. Never, 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 never. And then I caught him one time on a 3-1, and I just ripped him a new 6. And his brother says, well, Stormy, I got 85 foot here. The same stuff that hasn't been used, you want that? And they're way up north. And I said, I suppose I have to come up north to get it. I says, no. I says, there's no way I'm doing that. You know, that just really, really ground me when he did that. Tom Wheeler was his name. Tom Wheeler. A real jerk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's happened to me before. Like I say, it's their loss because I'll never help them again, and that's the end of that story, you know. But, no, I like that said, that amp that I gave you, I didn't have nothing into it. The guy burned the driver pill out of it, and I put a driver pill in it that I had here, 2290, and put that in there, and then I went to everything high drive, so I took that out and made that amp a high drive. So, and then I traded it was a little 225 amp, or a little cheap one that I had here for 20 years, and it worked good, but I didn't have nothing into that either, so I traded that for that 667, then I fixed it, used it for a little while, and then now it's being used again, and I'm happy about that.